Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. We're two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing our way through life, parenthood, and owning creative businesses.
I'm Katie Day, a photographer, comedy writer, performer, and mom of three with one on the way.
And I'm Shaylee Murphy, a video producer, interior designer, and mom of one.
Hey guys, before we get into today's episode, we have to pause and thank our amazing sponsor, FreshBooks Cloud Accounting. Now, we're talking about getting organized, and FreshBooks was the best thing I have ever done to organize my business. I'm a pretty good photographer, but I'm not very good at keeping track of numbers. They intimidate me, I hate it, I dread it, I procrastinate it, but no longer with FreshBooks. So it's super easy to use. You can create and send professional looking invoices in less than 30 seconds. I used to do that by hand. It was so much time wasted.
Oh, no.
Set up online payments with just a couple clicks and get paid up to 4 days faster. And you can see when your client has seen your invoice and put an end to the guessing game. FreshBooks is offering a 30-day unrestricted free trial to our listeners. And to claim it, you just go to freshbooks.com/SK and enter Shaylee and Katie in the How Did You Hear About Us section. And now, a song.
I'm in love with your FreshBooks. It is offering 30 days free. I'm in love with your FreshBooks. Set up online payments, just a couple clicks. I'm in love with your FreshBooks.
I'm in love with your time tracking app. I'm in love with your mobile expenses. I'm in love with your online support that's available 24 hours a day.
I'm in love with you, FreshBooks.
Hey guys, welcome back to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast, coming to you from two locations today. Shaylee, where are you at?
I'm in my closet.
Oh, I am. I'm not in a closet right now. I'm in our office, and I'm looking out my window, and I'm looking at horses.
Don't make me wish that I wasn't in a closet because it's hot in here. It's like 100 degrees outside.
My husband planted a whole bunch of like those giant sunflowers, and they just bloomed yesterday. So I have quite the view right now. Quite the view.
Stop it. For all of those that are taking a break from Instagram right now so that they don't feel bad about themselves, Katie's ruining it. She's ruining it.
But it's really far away. The internet is terrible.
But it's like 30 minutes from everything.
Anyway. And if you're warm in your closet, it's like the same because I'm actually a little chilly because it's just so well circulated, the air right here.
Oh, my goodness.
Feels really good.
Oh, my goodness. I am drinking hot coffee, so I feel like it's on me. And there's a pink sheepskin right in front of me, so.
Okay, well, so that's where we are. And today, we're going to continue the Organize Your Entire Life series. I talked a bit about toys. I'm going to talk more later about, like, the objects in your home, more physical stuff. But Shaylee is going to go a little more business. Task mm-hmm. organization, which I also equally love. It gets me all jazzed up. And if you don't know Shaylee, she is a task master. She is the admin master. If you need something done, you give it to Shaylee and she does it. She does it in
that.
A timely...
My life suffers, but I do it.
In a timely fashion. And so today she's going to be talking about how to tackle that scary email inbox, how to get your to-do list to go from to-do to done. So I'm not kidding, Shaylee. I'm like weirdly excited. Weirdly excited.
You always get excited when it's a nerdy one that I'm excited
about. And they
about.
Always make me want to go and just get a whole bunch of stuff done. I love it.
I'm wearing glasses.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
Not.
I'm just kidding.
Quit bragging about all of your vision. She's like 10-10 vision.
My eyes are so good.
she can see through things. It's weird.
I want glasses.
I
want glasses.
You poor thing. You poor thing. You poor thing with your perfect health.
No. It's hard.
So
it's hard.
Before we get into that, we have to thank our other sponsor. This episode is also brought to you by
Scary Red. New email.
New email.
Best message ever. It is scary.
Incorporated.
Do you have any of your messages unread right now, Katie Day?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. I don't think it's too bad right now.
What is not too bad?
I have 5. But a couple of those are promos, I can already tell.
Okay. We'll discuss why they shouldn't be in your inbox a little later.
Okay.
Okay. Those things give me anxiety. I open every email.
Hang on, let me open every them all.
Email. Don't open them right now. We're on air.
I'm just
scary,
kidding. I'm focused.
Red. New email. Message bubble.
4 out of the 5 we were just promos, need just so you know.
We just need some tags. 4 out of the 5 were promos. We're going to learn how to fix that on this episode.
Okay,
stay
good,
tuned.
Good. Tell me. Fix me.
So, people, we just have one tag for this sponsor.
Yeah, what is it?
So, scary red new email message bubble. Read your emails.
TM.
Read your emails.
That's good.
Read them.
Simple.
Okay.
Easy.
That's all.
That's good.
Cuts
just
right
do
through.
Do it. Just get it done.
Actually, our tag is longer than the name of the sponsor.
Yeah. Thanks, Scary
no,
Red Email.
Our tag's shorter.
Message bubbles. Thank you.
Scary Red New Email Message Bubble. Thank you. Okay. So, organizing your day. We talked a little bit about Business 101 back in the day, but this is going to be for more of the, whether you're managing yourself in an office space or managing probably most of all yourself at your house, because it's a little bit easier when you literally have a manager managing you at an office space.
Right.
And you have accountability of other humans watching you.
Right.
When you're at your house, you're your own accountability, which is a great thing and also a hard thing sometimes. So
particularly depending on your personality type.
Yeah, definitely. It depends on your personality type. So I have a quote to start us off. It's from Napoleon Hill, and it says, "First comes thought, then organization of that thought into ideas and plans, then transformation of those plans into reality. The beginning, as you will observe, is in your imagination." So, talking about the thought and then getting it into reality, and a lot of that, the bridge of that gap, happens through organization and execution. So that's kind of the goal of this, being a creative entrepreneur, being self-employed, working from home, or working out of an office where you're still self-employed but you have a storefront. Those are all things that sometimes we need help on. And some of these things may not even be new, but they're almost just encouraging to hear again.
Right.
Like, oh yeah, I should do that. This is a, that's a daily skill I should be honing in something that I know. So walking through a day in the life of someone working, we're going to say from home just for the sake of this podcast.
Okay.
So treat working from home as your job, because that is what it is. It is
Wait,
your job. Yeah. So it's not even like, treat it like it's a job. Like, it is a job. It's your job. That's how you're supporting yourself. So treat it what it is. And if not, don't call it a job. If you're not going to treat it like that, don't call it your business or your whatever to other people, because it sounds cool if you're not going to take it seriously.
Right.
So it's a hobby, unless you're going to treat it like a job, because it is a job. So if it's supporting you, it's a job. So have a goal of your normal start time. And it doesn't have to be 8 a.m., but it should be a little bit the same every day. So for me, my days all look different depending on what Opal's schedule is for that day and whether she is not here or is here. So it looks a little bit different, but...
And Opal is
even before,
your 20-month-old daughter.
5-year-old child who still lives at home. No, yeah, she's 20 months old, and she is full of energy.
Yes, that's a very hands-on age.
Very hands-on, and I feel like, which I only have had one child, but I feel like she's potentially on the upper end of the energy level.
Shaylee.
Compared to if I lined 100 babies up.
Shaylee, I will confirm.
Yes.
That.
She will sit in a chair just for the activity of climbing up into the chair to sit, and then it's like 2, 3, and she's climbing back down. That's the longest she'll sit. Unless we're at the doctor and he's listening to her heart with a stethoscope and she's
motionless. All about it.
And I'm like, can you send that home with me? Can I just tape it to her chest all the time?
Okay, but I think that's good to know.
Because
newborn is a little different. 7-year-old's a little different. 20-month-old is definitely a special stage.
Totally. Well, and I'll even say this even applies to before I had kids. I didn't start work every day at 8 a.m., but even if you're starting work at 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. or whenever it is, if you kind of have a goal to where if it passes that time...
Business hours.
Then you know, hey, I'm off my schedule. Right.
Right.
Right. And so... And also, the other thing on that is figure out how many hours, like your minimum number of hours that you're wanting to work in that week, every week. So
you don't have to work full time. If you're also staying home with kids, Katie, you have 3 kids at home and 1 in your stomach. So you're not going to be like getting my 40 hours in every single week. Right. But let's say if you set an internal goal of I want to work 15 hours a week, I want to work 20 hours a week, whatever it is for you, set your minimum and then make sure you track your time and you're meeting it. So if you work diligently from 12 to 3 every single day, and the kids watch a movie and do nap time, and that's your diligent working time because I'm getting 15 hours in a week,
right?
Then make sure that you do it. And that's how you set your value. So it's still set, but if you don't have any structure to it at all, or don't even keep track of a minimum you're hitting in the week, even if your hours are sporadic because you have a newborn, then you won't hit your goal. You won't. Right. And you won't be treating it like a job. Because some people are like, I don't have a client that needs my hours. Yeah, but you need them to know how many hours you can sell, if you are going to get childcare to help you out, knowing how many hours, you know, in your day you need to improve your productivity, all of that.
Right.
So that would be my tip.
That's
number one.
Very smart.
Yeah. So even if it's not 8 to 5, just having a, figuring out what your structure
and
is.
And maybe
even
be
if it's
really
ten,
honest.
10 to 2.
Maybe be really honest with yourself about that. Like, even if you even if you know your child takes 2 2-hour naps, are you actually only working for 1 of those hours? If so, like, just call it what it is, and then it'll help you to problem
solve.
And
then say, I have 10 billable hours a week.
Right.
Right? Right. And if you have 10 billable hours a week, then every time you spend 1 of those hours, like, surfing Facebook, watching videos of stuff, then you know, hey, that just used 1 of my 10 for the whole week
right.
that I made no money. Okay. You know, so anyway, that's fun. Okay, so that's just kind of a general overview of the week. So this is more every day when I wake up, one of the first things that I like to do is organize that workspace.
Yoga.
Woo!
Oh, no?
Yoga. I've never done yoga, so stay tuned, because have you ever done yoga?
Oh, yeah. Once.
Okay. If you were going to say no, I was going to say, let's do it on the podcast live for a first time. I've done Pilates in a church. I don't know if that even counts.
I said, oh, yeah, once, just so you know. One time I've done yoga.
Okay. One time. Well, I'm going to do it twice, and then I'll be twice as experienced as you.
Perfect.
But yes, so I start my morning. Now, this is start my morning. It's not like I wake up and get out of bed, and before I brush my teeth, I do this. I'm talking about when I'm in my work zone. So if that happens around 9 a.m., then the first 5 to 10 minutes... I organize my workspace. So if it's a day that I have Opal all day and, you know, maybe I'm not working 5 full days a week, then I don't necessarily start that way. I just kind of put everything on my desk and keep her away from it. And then on a day like today, she's with my mom. And so I start with organizing my workspace. So that just helps clear your mind. It takes away distractions, because if you see that pile of bills or whatever just sitting on your desk the whole day, you're going to want to be like fixing it and whatever. I don't know. Maybe some people can just leave it there forever. But if I see a pile of things that need to get done, I'm going to try to do them all day and I'm going to distract myself.
Right.
So open up all your mail, get rid of junk mail, pay any bills you need to, email back people that you need to. If it's something like I have like a PayPal dispute that's ongoing, that's like, don't ask, but it has something to do with the first name being Shaylee and Katie. And that not being a person.
They said we weren't a combined person. I don't know.
Yeah, and they're making us prove Shaylee and Katie's identity as a singular person. And it's not going to happen because she's not. So anyway, but all that to say, that's not a like 5 to 10 minutes, organize my workspace. Let's call them. That's going to be a long process.
Right.
So that I put in a special pile for when I have long process time to do long-term tasks. But anything that's quick, I do. I clean it off. I throw all the sticky notes away that are either done or organize them all into one to-do list and just get a clean, good space to start my workday. Get your little drink or your coffee or whatever. And that just kind of gives you a mental cleaning ready for the day. The other thing that I like to do is I keep a file right by my office desk. This helps keep my desk clean. I keep one little file that sits on a little table that says to file. So basically, if I pay a utilities bill or I pay any sort of bill for the house or the business, those all have a file folder, but I don't file them immediately. I put them once they're paid. So only when they're 100% taken care of, I put them all into a to-be-filed folder.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I won't file that folder for like a month, and it gets really thick. But then when I do it, I just go put them all into their allotted folders. But what it does is it's a transitional spot that's not a big, messy stack on my desk that things get lost. But once it goes into that folder, I know that it's taken care of.
Yes.
So I'm not going to miss a bill if the bill hasn't been paid or the item, you know, the IRS thing hasn't been addressed that they're sending me a quarterly report. I don't just stick that into the folder of abyss that I'm never going to see again because that's how you get arrested. but I keep those on my desk, and then once they're addressed or they're sent to my CPA or whatever, then I put a little sticky note like mailed to, emailed to, or I just write paid in the date, and then I put it all in the folder so that I know that folder is not stressful because it's all been taken care of. I just need to file it later.
Wow.
So that's something that works really well for me. And then any items you still need to attend to, have a special spot for those. I have a cute little vintage letter holder that's like a dog with a coil on its back. That I stick my stamps in and my letters in anything like a something that needs to be attended to. I just stick it in that little slot. So it's still cute, but it's in my face basically right. until it's done. Okay, next, keep a to-do list. We've talked about this before, obviously. But if you don't set goals for your day and your week, then usually you won't get anything done of substance. You can use something like Get to Workbook. We've had Elise on the podcast, and that's really awesome. If you're physically like to write down all your goals, even just a Google Calendar, keeping track of writing out internal goals. So not just client deadlines, but, hey, Monday I'm going to work on this client's project. Wednesday I'm going to work on this client's project. Blocking your time out and just organizing it like that, you'll be a lot more efficient and make sure at the end of the day you can say, I got these 5 things done, I got these 10 things done. And even if that includes, if you want to throw for just moms or someone who isn't working a lot of hours a week, you could even throw on their, like, chores and dishes, because that's stuff that you're getting done and you should be able to check it off a list.
Right.
So one of my helpful hips that my hips are helpful as well. One thing that Jonathan and I have discovered recently, we've known about it forever, we've never used it, is a project management system. So up to this point, we've only used Google Docs, emails, the folders within the documents, and then basically my brain for our project management. We've worked with a lot of ad agencies and firms that use Asana or other types of management projects, but we have friends that also own a creative business, Kendra and Justin. Kendra's been on the podcast as well.
Name drop.
And they told us about Trello, who is basically Trello and Asana are similar. Asana has some different capabilities, but none that we really needed. But Trello is what we've been using, and it's like revolutionized the way that we're working because Jonathan has gotten really into it. So usually all the project management's on me, and I feel like even if I just got hit by a bus, no one would know when all of our clients' projects were due. No one would know what we needed to be working on. No one would know anything. But we're married, so we're husband-wife, so it turns a little naggy if I'm always letting him know when everything
right.
is going to be done or saying, hey, when right. are you going to have this done? So it actually, he got really into Trello, and he's a researcher, so once he gets, like, interested in something, he goes full throttle into research mode. So he researched up and down Asana, up and down Trello, tried them both out, back and forth, and we landed on Trello. But basically what it is you can do client cards. They're called cards. It's more intense than just a normal Google Calendar or a Google Drive, but you can add, let's say, like, if we schedule one for a shoot, I can put pictures of all of the talent for the shoot or the models that we found. I can make like as many to-do lists as I want. So if I want a shot list and then I want a to-do list on things we need to bring and then I want another checklist for following up after it's done, we can assign it to a deadline and you can actually assign who's in charge of it. So if it's Jonathan and I, we can assign both of us to it, one of us to it, or the other one to it, depending on who's going to be kind of in charge of the management of it. And so also what it helps do is Jonathan and I have decided I'm the touch point from the first inquiry about a job, through the proposal, through getting it, through pre-production of the scripting and scheduling and logistics of the shoot and all of that. And then once we're in post-production and he's heavy in on the editing side, then he's taking over communication. And so it's made it really easy that we can seamlessly pass off projects.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And yeah, and just see where everything's at. So literally there was a time when he knew a deadline or something on a project and had it all in Trello and I didn't know and had to ask him and my brain almost exploded because it's
Roll
been
reversal.
Like 7 years. 7 years and that's never happened. But it makes me, I mean, we've had to improvise a little bit having a child as well because I'm with her. We definitely both co-parent in a way to where he helps when I'm going to a meeting or out at an event or something in town and vice versa. But for the most part, it's on me. And so I've been not as, just haven't had as many hours in the week to put towards projects when we get really busy. So that is something, if you have, even if it's just a singular person, something like that, just to have a catch-all, puts your brain at ease. And I would say if you're not an organized person, it's great because it forces you to kind of lay everything out and organize your days and your tasks and your to-dos. And if you are an organized person, like me, getting it into a system like that helps your brain
yes.
relax because if it's not anywhere, I'm just stressed out until I get it done. But once I like have it somewhere, then it helps me be able to take a step back and be like, okay, it's somewhere. It's someone's got it. Asana or Trello's got it. So anyway, and Trello's not sponsoring this. We just really like them.
Yet.
Any thoughts to that, Katie? I don't want to railroad
this
whole conversation.
Yeah, I love that. I kind of want to piggyback of something that I just recently... I'm a solopreneur, so I don't have anything, like, I never really hand off anything to anyone else ever. But I was all about, analog, like, handwritten notes all the time. And I just recently, downloaded, like, a productivity to-do list app. And it was really nice, too.
What's it called?
It's Todoist. And I think...
We'll put Trello in that in the show notes.
Yes,
on
totally.
List.
And I think what I like about it is I always have my phone on me. And so I'm not like looking for a piece of paper that I have completed and then going, okay, where did I put that? I need to rewrite it or whatever. So anyway, it's just a little, you can
That's
schedule
good.
The to-do tasks. If you haven't completed it for the day, you can move it to the next day and things like that. It's nice. And then you can check them off.
Yeah. That's good. I even just used, sometimes I use even for like my shopping list, which that's kind of off on its own, but, or like a packing list if we're going on a trip, I put, I just use the phone to-do lists
totally.
Even for like my extensive ones that I'm going to, or like if we're throwing a baby shower for somebody, then I make a little shower invite for Michelle's shower and then, you know, put a little list in there or something that I'm going to throw away that doesn't necessarily need to be connected to my business world.
Yeah.
So,
but nice to have on you if you end up swinging by a store you didn't think you were going to or whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. Keep it in your phone. I've even with interior design clients, I've always had moments where I wrote it on a paper and I thought, oh no, where did that go? Like, I really wish I wouldn't have written that on a piece of paper. But every time I've like checked my to-do notes in my phone and I've randomly just written down a little note or jotted down a measurement, it always is like a saving, like it saves my butt. Because if they're paying you a lot to get out there, you don't want to lose a measurement, obviously. So keeping all that organized.
Right.
Okay. Emails. Which I might be a little bit intense, but I always answer and open every email. So now this might sound like a lot if you're like my father or someone else I know who I look on their phone and they literally have 2,500 unopened emails in their red scary message bubble. That makes me feel a little bit vomity. So I open every single one, but I've taken steps to where I'm able to open every single one. So we'll talk you through those. So if it's junk, I don't just delete it. Sometimes I do, to be honest. But I unsubscribe to it immediately.
Right.
So I scroll down to the bottom, and if it's a one-touch unsubscribe, some of them, it's like more steps. I don't know where the law is on how they can make it. Like, you have to go and log into something. I think it's probably if you signed up for it. But I unsubscribe. I take care of it immediately, because if you delete it, that's a temporary fix for a problem. That will come back. They will keep, you know, Pottery Barn Kids will email you every morning. So... take care of it now. It's too stressful for my brain to just see the notification circle. So every day I look through emails, and then when I take care of my emails and my inbox is clean, then what I can do is just scroll back about 3 days. You know, every day I'll scroll back a few days, or maybe even 3 times a week I scroll back a few days, and I just check and scan through my emails to make sure that none fell through the cracks, or there wasn't a reply within a feed or a, you know, a conversation that I missed. Usually that doesn't happen. Rarely, one time it was something weird with my email server and I wasn't getting emails, but something switched in my emails and emails were being sent to junk. So check your junk email folder periodically to make sure that nothing's slipping through the cracks. So unrollme.com, have you heard of that?
Yes, it's amazing.
I have it on my personal email. We'll put it in the show notes. But it's unrollme. It probably is unroll.me. But I have it on my personal and my work, and it's the best thing ever. And sometimes it makes you tell all your friends about it by emailing them or on Facebook, but it's worth it. So it's free, but you have to send out an email to all your contact emails. But this is one time I was like, it's helping people. So you can email all my contacts. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Or post it on Facebook about how great it is. And if you're really weird about it, then delete it later. But basically, you can, it goes into your email and populates it, and then you can just easily click through, and by just swiping and clicking, you can do, it's like three different options, and you keep it in your inbox. If it's like an email from Katie, I'll keep it in my inbox if I was subscribed to Katie Day. And then the other option is add it to roll-up. So what a roll-up is like, for me, I have Travelzoo in my roll-up. I have my Starbucks rewards or anything that I want, but I don't need to see, like Travelzoo. I want to see if I'm wanting to go on a trip, but I don't always need to see like the Bahamas for $99 on a random Monday where I'm like, ooh, what's this? So I add it to my roll-up. And what that is you get one email a day that's called your daily roll-up. And it has all of those subscriptions that you want, you added to your roll-up in one email.
Right.
So you can browse them as needed, but it's one email instead of 40 emails if you have 40 items in your roll-up. And then with the other click, you can just unsubscribe immediately from it. So it'll email me every week or so and say, you have 14 new subscriptions. So every time they make you give your email at like Old Navy or whatever, which they don't make you, they just ask for it, and I'm a people pleaser. So I was like, S-H-A, instead of just saying, no, thank you.
And I always say, no, thank you. So I'm learning.
Right. I'm working on it. But I just think in my head, I'll unsubscribe. So just going through Enroll Me and unsubscribing, that means that I'm not getting a billion subscriptions sent to my email every day. And the subscriptions that I actually want to receive are in one email.
So nice.
So, yes, I would recommend that. It makes it manageable. Also, set email checking times through the day so you don't get too distracted with an email that has a task. I would say that's been great when I do it. I don't do it all the time. I think it just kind of depends. Mm-hmm. If you have something you really need to get done and it doesn't involve emails, just don't have your email tab open for that moment. Give yourself a few hours. If it's like a creative something that's throwing your brain off every single time you look at an email, then that's fine. But if I have a client that has a deadline coming up, which we have right now, we have the next 2 weeks are crazy. So if that's happening and I know there's going to be time sensitive question and answers that need to happen through email, then I do keep my email up. So if you don't have anything time sensitive going on, don't look at your email, set your phone on silent, and allow yourself time to just get stuff done.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it, love it.
Okay. Wait, I have two more.
I have a question.
Thanks. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a special email, like browser or whatever email software?
Honestly, okay, that's a good question. I love Gmail, and I just use the Gmail tab.
Okay.
And I found that to be best. I've used other things, but I use Google Docs and I use my Google Calendar. So every day I just open up my Google email tab, my Google Docs tab, usually whatever docs I'm working in, and then my Google Calendar. And so I usually have like 8 tabs open all the time that I'm just toggling through.
Okay, can I tell you...
It's exciting, riveting.
Can I tell you my my brain game changer. I also have a Gmail account, and I think it was a year ago, Gmail said, do you want to keep using your standard Gmail viewer, or do you want to upgrade to our new Google Inbox? And I did. It's an app. Ooh. And you can hide the original mail icon on your iPhone and replace it with the Inbox app, and it's so nice. It's so nice.
Google Inbox.
Yeah, Google Inbox. Okay. And you can use it through the web browser too, and you can even download its corresponding app for your Mac desktop, which is called Boxy. And so it all translates seamlessly. So it's just one of those icons that's always open in the bottom, like as if you had Photoshop open or something. But what I like about it too is you can schedule when you're going to answer an email. Like if it's something you know you can't get to today, but you don't want to forget about it tomorrow, you can say schedule for 8 a.m. tomorrow and it disappears temporarily. I mean, you can get to it at any time, but the emails you're left looking at are the ones you need to deal with that day. And so it seems like your email is, or your inbox is always just very, very clean. And so then if you ever get to inbox zero, do you know what happens?
What?
Your whole screen
confetti.
Your whole screen fills up with sunshine. You feel so happy. So happy.
That is, oh my goodness, Katie. I know. You should be leading this episode.
No, I should not. That's the only tip I have. And it doesn't happen very often. So if you're like away, you're like, I'm three away from the sunshine. I got this. Anyway.
That's awesome. Oh, now I need to look that up. We'll put that in the show notes too.
Okay.
So my next tip is don't spend too much time on things that aren't making you money. And you might be saying, Shaylee, everything you've given us so far isn't making us money. But when you have those hours carved out, that it's uninterrupted time, give priority to paying jobs with the closest deadlines. So not paying jobs that sound the most fun right now, but the ones that are coming up on deadlines. Don't spend a whole lot of time on the really cool project that you bid really low because it's a really cool portfolio piece, but the client that's actually paying well, but you're doing the same thing 12 times and it's boring. You know, you let that one fall by the wayside. Because that is part of being a good, thriving business person. being an adult, doing what you don't want to do sometimes. No, but just honoring the deadlines that you've given clients and keeping in communication with them. And that's going to stop you from the late nights. Why did I let myself do this? And then the work ends up not being as good as it could have been if you would have given it enough time.
Right.
That seems like it's an easy one, but I catch myself sometimes calling PayPal about their podcast.
Yeah, but I was going to say, cough, cough, podcast, everything to do with the podcast. the most fun, lowest paying job that you have.
Yeah, that you've ever loved. yes, but that's good. So give priority to the paying jobs with the closest deadlines. Next, make time for personal projects and business growth, but not at the expense of your paying clients and deadlines. So it's totally fine and needed a lot of times with creatives. They need time to work on a passionate project or something that gives them freedom creatively or something on their own business. I mean, we didn't update our website for like 6 years. It was terrible. And it's, you know, or do our demo reel when we're working on doing videos for everyone else. So do spend time on personal development, but set aside that time. So maybe you do, you know, 4 or 5 hours on client work, and then you set 1 hour at the end of the day or a couple times a week for personal stuff, updating your business card, updating your portfolio, you know, organizing your social media stuff for your business. So that definitely is needed, I think, to keep going and be a mentally healthy creative business owner. So it is important to do stuff that you have fun doing as well. Just organize it to where that doesn't take over. And then let's say you have a full set of days, maybe 3 or 4 days in a row, or even weeks or months where you have no client work. This would probably happen if maybe you're a supplemental income to a spouse and you have kids at home and you're trying to get in 20 hours a week, but let's say you haven't had client work for a few weeks and you're fine, you know, financially it's fine, but, or maybe you're the breadwinner and you're trying to get in 40 hours a week and you have no work for 4 weeks. So if that happens, use the time like you still have work. Don't just sit around waiting for work to come because you don't have work and not be productive. Improve your website. Email your current clients that you've had in the past and see if they need anything. Just say, hey, I'm working on my calendar. Does anybody have anything coming up? I have some time available, which everyone knows is the like, hey, I have no work right now. But it's like, you know, hey, I mean, I did that once several years ago and got like 3 jobs out of it. I just emailed everyone and said, hey, I'm working on our calendar for the next few months. Do you have anything coming up? If so, I'll get you on the calendar. And like 3 people were like, oh, yeah. We do.
Nice.
And I was like, you do? Okay, yeah. I knew that.
Good,
I was helping you.
Because I was putting back groceries onto the shelves.
Yeah. Yeah. Good, because I'm like breastfeeding my child right now. So getting out there, networking, communicating with clients you currently have, reaching out to clients that you want to have, whether that's a cold email or a cold call, even trying to find someone who has a connection with that person, or just sprucing up and making yourself look good as a creative business. Update your portfolio, do a personal project that's going to be a really good portfolio piece, improve your website, sales calls and emails, and network.
Nice.
So that would be my advice, instead of just waiting and being like, poor me, I have nothing going on. That is, you know, whatever. Or being like 3-week vacation, because then your 3-week vacation might turn into a permanent vacation.
Oh, man.
So that's wah-wah. So, okay.
Double love.
So one of my last tips for today, and then Katie, if you have any questions or anything you feel like I left out, I'm trying to make this very practical on a daily application.
Yeah, I like
level.
It. I'm digging it.
So, okay, good. So create a space where you can get stuff done. We talked a little bit about your work space, like actually the surface of your desk, but the actual room and or corner that you're in, try to find a space where you have a door or a way to close it off from distraction so that you're not having to have a, you know, tornado toddler come in and drag all of your checks off the desk and grab all your pins and color on everything.
Right.
Or clicking, she's, you know, Opal's obsessed with Jonathan's computer, so she just wants to click all the buttons, which is cute, but sometimes you don't want to clean everything up, you want to leave it until you can get back to working. So having doors is awesome. I know that that's a luxury that not everyone that works from home can have. If you don't have a dedicated space, even if it's something that you can close the front of, like one of those little secretary type desks or a cabinet or something up high where you just have space that can be separate,
right,
and uninterrupted. So also closing it off from distraction. Have a great music station to listen to while you're working. You can't obviously always listen to music if you're editing a video that has sound, but as far as photography or a lot of creative businesses or even other admin type jobs or anything really, I listen to Pandora a lot. I have to listen, I don't pay for it, so I have to listen to the little interruptions, but that's fine. Jonathan loves and swears by
Spotify.
Another site, Spotify, there we go. Yeah, I was like, the other one. Spotify, he loves it. And I forget sometimes that I have music. And then all of a sudden, when I turn music on, it's like my mood elevates.
Right.
And I'm like, I get to live my dream.
Yes.
And I just think, why did I not have music on? And I was stressed out 3 minutes ago. And then I remembered I had music. It's great. It makes you. Some people I've heard listen to white noise. That makes me feel like it's like a level of hell. But if you like that, if you want just silence and solitude, you're probably not our target market who doesn't like listening to our voices. But. If you like white noise, go for it. But whatever you need to kind of get you in the zone.
Yeah,
do
I would
it.
Challenge you
and
too.
Then,
I would challenge you too if you're working with words to try to find your favorite lyricless music, because sometimes you have to think outside the box and go old school classical or whatever. There's some symphony. This is so cheesy probably for some people. I don't even care. I'm going to throw this out there. there are some like actually really cool symphony versions of, like, today's hits. It's not Muzak.
It's, like, kids bop, but it's, like, old people bop.
No, yeah, well, maybe. But sometimes you're like, oh, wow, that sounds so beautiful, and it takes you a second to even realize, like, well, that is Taylor... Is that Taylor Swift? I think it might be.
Wait a minute.
It's nice. It's really nice.
But even classical music, like, classical music isn't something that I necessarily, like, pop a CD in or turn the radio to in my car all of the time. But sometimes when I listen to it, I love it.
I know.
It's beautiful. It's refreshing. Beautiful. It actually makes you smarter, which is why, like, Baby Einstein always uses it.
Cellos, man.
It makes you more smart and stuff. Yeah, but that definitely, that's a good tip. Also, record yourself and make a podcast. No, that's not one. reward yourself with coffee or LaCroix breaks or whatever you like. If you like strawberries, a little bowl of strawberries or something to give yourself a little walking around break. I'm not sure what the study was, but there was a study that if you have like a little either exercise break where you go on a walk or you take a break and you get your mind off of something for 10 minutes, that can actually improve your productivity instead of hindering it.
Yeah.
So schedule little breaks or say, when I get this proposal done, I'm going to go get something to drink and then I'm going to come back. Or I'm going to go get a snack and then I'm going to come back.
It's going to be such a treat.
Make sure that you come back. Make yeah. sure you come back. But that's, I mean, and especially if you're working from home, that's something that makes it enjoyable. I'm on the healthy train again. I'm trying to eat healthy. Meh, poor me. And so that's something, trying to make sure that I have enough stuff here to where I have good options has been helpful during the day. It keeps you going right. a little bit because yes. you're hungry all the time when you're eating healthy.
Right.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Okay. So my big quote for the end, I'm so smart. I have two quotes that somebody else said.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So at the end, I have, it's our attitude at the beginning of a difficult task, which, more than anything else, will affect its successful outcome. So William James said that. So basically, I feel like that kind of wraps it up. But having a good attitude at the beginning will help you through the difficult task, and it will affect its outcome and make you successful. So having an attitude of being positive, organizing your workday, getting everything where it needs to go, and knowing your goals and meeting them in your workday life will help you be successful. Because if your goal is 5 hours a week and you nail those 5 hours, then you don't have to feel like, I only worked 5 hours. No, you met and exceeded your goals every single day.
Yeah.
And if your goal's 40 hours, then you can do the same thing. And you can say, I wasn't wasting time when I was doodling around on my new website. That hour was scheduled for productivity. So you don't have to have 8 hours a day scheduled, but schedule how many you want and then make it successful and effective use of that time.
Yes.
Word. That's all I got.
Okay. I have a couple things to add. Number one.
Okay.
Have you heard the term of eating your ugliest frog first? It's like a Mark Twain quote.
Can we have a nicer one? Like eating the ugliest cookie, the cookie you messed up on the sheet?
I know. Well, you know, it's Mark Twain. It's not me. But it is. If you Google it, you'll find it. It's a thing. But basically, if there's a task you're dreading, but it's inevitable, 9 times out of 10, just do it first. Just do it and get it done.
Yeah.
Because especially if you have overactive empathy like I do, you almost can feel it. You can almost feel it physically the entire day that it still needs to be done, or that whether it's like a uncomfortable phone call or a phone call that might be uncomfortable or just any phone call, because I hate phone calls. I hate phone calls. I hate them. Really, any of them. And so if you can just knock that out, it's amazing. You just feel, you feel lighter. You feel like you can do the rest of the day easier.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sure, get a little reward for after that. The other thing too, is some mindset habits. I kind of love like a get to work ritual.
Yeah.
So a couple of things.
Like a bedtime routine for yourself.
Yeah, for yourself. So you mentioned like straightening up your workspace and maybe starting with emails or whatever like that too. If you can get your like your curtain open and you have good light in the room and you light a candle, or you get your coffee and you have cinnamon in it because it smells more, or, you know, get get a sensey, something that's like almost like kind of think of your five senses and think like, what can I do to kind of make each one a little more excited about working?
Candle lighting is a good one. That one's overlooked, but that's the equivalent of music where all of a sudden I light a candle and I'm like, aww, is it fall? Am I eating apple pie? Like, it's I'm true. Just in a good mood about life.
It's yeah, the little,
it's amazing.
It's the little things. And I am a lighting, nerd, but it's really true. Lighting, if you're a photographer, you're already extremely aware of
that's
light.
What I was gonna say
a light all the time, but if you're not, you can teach yourself a little bit about light. But it's typically if you have like a bright overhead light and you're working on a computer, it's not great. So you can invest in like a really beautiful table lamp and you don't have any other lights on in the room, or you can position,
it's called ambient lighting.
You can position your workspace so that you can look out a window and then you have natural light entering your eyeballs all day long instead of just your computer artificial light. It makes a difference. It really does. It seems kind of like woo woo, but it's true. And another tip that I heard, which I think is really killer, is I have this little dream, and and I don't know why. I had probably read it in a book, honestly, but it was like this little dream of like living in a space, living in like an apartment or a loft or something where you would walk to work. Like, I don't know why, but I just think that sounds dreamy. And maybe you like pass a you pass a flower store on the way. Or
yeah, I was going to say you buy a French baguette.
Yes, you buy a French baguette
on your way. Or right, just put it in your basket or your bicycle.
Just one apple from the apple vendor on the way. Like, I don't know why, but I was just like, that's the dream in my mind. Well, we don't really live in that reality. I mean, some people in our town probably very well do, but I live nowhere. I live in nowhere.
Katie walks to work and a week later she gets there.
But I heard this very cute tip on another podcast saying, if you work from home, walk to work. And what they're saying is just make up your mind to go take a little morning walk and then walk back. And I think that's so cute. So like, it's almost like the first thing, like you're like, I've done my household tasks. Now I'm going to go walk to work. And like, while you're walking, it can be a minute, you know, I have a little nature trail, so I could take a lap around my house and then come back in. And it's just something to kind of
stop it. So dreamy.
Not as dreamy as the
baguette. I just have like, for instance, I have a nature trail just like in my back forest. That's the equivalent of me saying everybody has a spare bedroom. Okay,
My husband made me a nature trail because he knows I get very depressed. I get depressed living here. He's trying. He's like, but a nature trail. And sometimes I look at it. I look at it from my window and I go, I'd be happy if I walked on that. And then I don't. So I don't know what's wrong with me.
Then you light a candle and take a nap.
And take a nap. Blow it out. Take a nap. Anyway, but walk to work. Very cute. If you live in a little suburb, walk down to your end of your cul-de-sac, walk back, get started. I love it. Very cute. And then the other thing I was going to mention too is just admit it when you need childcare.
if you're just tuning in
to the theme of this podcast, it's been a lot of me and Shaylee going, I can't do it all.
Right.
Shaylee, I don't know if you would want to take just a few minutes and comment on the difference between having Opal in someone else's care versus not.
Right. Yeah. So, okay. All of this I've described, I need to clarify this. All of my productive hours are not while Opal is at home and awake.
Right.
So I think that at the beginning, I thought I could work from 8 to 5 and just half entertain while, I mean, she's just now to where she'll like sit and watch Daniel Tiger for maybe like 10 minutes.
Right.
Maybe. Or sit and do free play with a toy. We're working on it. But it's not like I can just sit and have her do something and get a bunch of stuff done. So for me, I have a girl who comes and watches Opal at the house one day a week, not a full day, but just for a few hours. And then my mom takes her a couple days a week, and it's been like night and day. And then we do a Mother's Day out one morning a week.
Right. Nice.
So really, it doesn't sound like a lot because it's like my mom helps a little bit. I have a girl who comes to my house one day a week and we do Mother's Day out for like 4 hours one morning. But my mom picks her up from Mother's Day out. But basically what I'm having now is Monday, she's with my mom. Tuesday, it's me and Opal. Wednesday, I have a girl who comes plus Opal's nap time, which is a good 3, 4, 5 hours of productive time.
Right.
And then Thursday, she has Mother's Day out, and then my mom has her. And then Friday, it's me and her. So basically 2 days, I have Opal, which I still have a good 2 hour, 2.5 hour nap time. And then the other 3 days, I have productive work time and help. So plus if we have a shoot or anything like that, my mom takes her extra. So to me, my work time looks a lot different, but I'm pretty quick at working, and I've been able to keep my tasks like I used to have full time within that allotted time, and it's been a lifesaver. I think in my brain, since I always thought maybe I'll homeschool, then to me it's a, like, I'm a failure if I'm already getting 4 right. hours of help a week already before she's even school aged. Like, right. what? That's, I'm failing. And so I think what I've learned is you're not failing at all, but also she's able to interact with other kids, and I don't know. I think there's this big conversation between working moms whose kids are gone all the time. Like, that's one way to do it. And sometimes moms have to do that. Right. And sometimes moms want to do that. And that's how they feel fulfilled in life. That would honestly be my sister. She wouldn't want to stay home.
Right.
Like,
yeah, mine
neither. She loves her work. And that is part fulfilling part of her life. And she loves being with her kids when she's with them. But they have a nanny that comes to their house right. and watches their kids. And now their kids are getting close to school age. So that's for them. And then other moms are stay-at-home full time. That's totally fine. And that's all that they do. And honestly, sometimes I look at that and I think, what if that's all I had to do? Not that it's like not a huge job, because everyone knows that it is.
No, of course. But more like I'm the like, brain, the side of the brain it
right.
uses.
Right. It's yes. like the side of the brain that's like, I wouldn't have any emails. It right. would be playing all day. Well, that gets, first of all, like any stay-at-home mom that just is momming, like that's a full-time job. And there's, you know, they're like, oh boy, it'd be nice to have a 4-hour break every once in a while
right.
to answer emails. So I think that if you're doing both, don't try to be either or, because you're not. So if you're doing both, you're not a full-time only stay-at-home mom. So don't compare yourself with full-time stay-at-home moms. And if you're not a full-time working mom with 40 hours a week childcare, don't compare yourself with the productivity of someone
right.
who has 40 hours a week childcare.
Right.
So I think that's kind of where I'm at, where I'm like, I'm finding my own way to make it work for me. And I don't need to compare myself with the mom that's at every story time in town, because, you know, I wasn't at the pool and then at story time and then it, which I'm sure to other people it looks like that because that's what I post about. But, you know, like you're not, don't compare yourself with either or, because you're kind of your own animal. And even people who work from home and have kids, all of us are so different that that's even whole, you know, totally different. What my life and work looks totally different than Katie's, because my mom lives in town.
Right.
So what I have access to is totally different, because Katie, I mean, she has a mother-in-law that's awesome, but her mom lives in Kansas City, you know, and they all have other things and work and other grandkids. And so Katie doesn't have 2 full days a week or whatever that she gets to have productive time necessarily. So anyway, I don't know. I went off on a soapbox. What was I even supposed to be talking about?
And then also, I would just ask, like, what does it feel like on your Tuesdays and Fridays when it's just Opal and you don't have blocked work hours that day?
Yes.
Doesn't it feel like you've given yourself
free
permission? Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Instead of, like, I'm cheating a work day because I'm doing something fun with my kid between
right.
8 and 5, it's I'm allowed to, because, hey, guess what? I've blocked when I'm going to be productive, and it is not today.
Right.
Like,
word.
I'm going to be productive growing my relationship with my daughter,
which
and
is,
we're going to do fun stuff.
Which is very productive. It's a very good
which
use
is
of
productive.
Time. Yes.
Which is part of my productivity and my goals in life. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
totally.
I think that takes the guilt away from always feeling like you should be momming when you're working, and you should be working when you're momming.
Yes.
If you organize it.
Preach.
And you think, you know what? I'm going to get 10 really good hours of productivity in. And guess what? I'm a genius, so I'm probably going to turn that 10 hours into 20 hours of a normal person working or whatever.
You are.
Then you do it. And especially creative jobs, or jobs where you're managing, or you're, I mean, if you have a high level of multitasking, or just, I've always been a fast worker. So for me, Like, I can get a lot done. I can, not to say, like, oh, I'm faster than the normal person, but some normal people, I am faster than them, yes. So I can get a lot more done into my days and how I navigate them. And then, you know what? Sometimes she goes to bed at 8:30 and I work for an hour or two after she goes to bed. If I didn't have a day, you know, she didn't nap well, or there was time that I carved out. So that's part of owning your business as well.
Yep. I love it. Really good.
Yeah.
Really good, really good, really good.
You're really good.
You're really good. I like you. Thanks for managing our business side of our podcast.
you're welcome. Sorry, PayPal. Yeah, I'm nailing that. I'm nailing it. Shaylee and Katie, last name Murphy and Day. I thought I was so funny, and then little did I know it was like a legally binding forever contract.
Yeah, legally we can't be a combined human being on a credit card.
They keep being like, prove your identity. I'm like, we don't have one. The four names don't have one.
To avoid this, please listen to Setting Up Shop episode, where we talk about getting a business license instead of trying to use two personal accounts.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Anyway, okay. Well, that was really good. Thank you. Can we also take a shout out and say one of the organizational tasks that we both dread but makes it a little easier is having bookkeeping software. We've mentioned that before, and we mentioned it at the top of the show.
Yeah.
So just another shout out to FreshBooks. Thank you so much for sponsoring the podcast. Check them out. And now we're just in time for our segment.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, this is really good. This is going to get detailed, okay. Guys. You're going to want to really take notes.
Okay. Sometimes emails make you get a little sweaty and nervous when you're writing them because you're telling a client, no, I can't meet that deadline that you just asked me to do that's 2 days from now. And sometimes you're telling them, you know, no, that price is too low. I can't come down to that. And it's a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
So sometimes you need to write an email, and then you need to take a step back, and then you need to reread it and revise it before you send it.
Well, Shaylee, actually, I have an email here from a client that I'd like to read out loud to you.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay. Hey, Harp, client here. Hey, do you remember that video you took, like, 2 years ago? Is there any way you could change the music in that and then have it, like, posted online by tonight? We kind of don't have a lot of money for this. Like, $50. Does that work? Thanks, XOXOXO.
Oh, that's fun. You actually didn't do it as extreme as it could have been.
Oh, really?
The tonight was pretty extreme. Okay, so I'm going to respond to that email.
All right, cool.
Hey, client! ! Hope you guys are doing well. Okay, and then I get into the meat. And I say, unfortunately, since that project was done over 2 years ago, we're going to have to take some time to dig it out of all of our archival videos. Since it's 4:55 p.m. today, it's going to take us a little bit longer than tonight to get it up, changed, new music selected and purchased, edited and exported and uploaded to site of choice. So let's talk about a new time frame. We can bill you hourly for it, but unfortunately it's probably going to exceed your $50 budget plus the cost of the music rights. We can talk through this on the phone if you need to. I just wanted to respond to you before the end of the day since I know that's your deadline. Shaylee.
Wait, does that need revision? Because that was beautiful.
Was it?
I thought so. How would you revise it?
Your demands are unacceptable. Maybe it doesn't need a revision. I don't know. Was that too nice? Was that too PR? I can't help it. It's in me. It's in me.
I was going to say, I thought the first one was going to be kind of mean, and then you revise it.
I was trying to make it mean.
Oh, really?
That was me trying to make it mean.
Was that mean, Shaylee?
No, I answered it. Okay, so here's a little tidbit, a little info, insider info. I feel mean whenever I tell anyone no, even if it's unrealistic. Even if their goal is unrealistic, I feel mean to tell them no. So that was me feeling mean writing something because I was telling them we could not meet their expectations.
Okay, well, that was Shaylee's attempt one. Here's Katie's attempt one. Ready?
Okay, go.
Client.
Beep
you!
No! No, she said love you. That was the word. She said love you.
This beep beep beep.
Love this.
$50.
Love this.
Thanks.
Love, love,
thanks,
love.
Thanks for nothing. I'm gonna charge you $50 for the time it took for me to read that. Okay, so we'll revise yours and then you can revise mine. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So Shaylee's revision would be probably you delete everything you just said and then said, okay, no problem. Thanks. Bye. $50 is great.
How just generous. Stay up all night.
And then Jonathan would go,
it'll
why?
Probably be about 11:50 p.m.
Okay, so that's my guess of how you'd revise it. Now you can revise mine.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so take out all the beeps.
Oh, you just want the real words?
No, we take out the words and the beeps, okay. All of it, all right. Of them. And just say, hey, unfortunately, we can't meet that deadline. I'd be happy to talk through it with you tomorrow and give you a realistic time frame that we can get that song changed over tomorrow. Because I'm Katie Day, and I love phone calls. Especially with heated clients with unrealistic deadlines.
That'll work. That'll work. Okay, good job. Admin tasks. Love it.
Admin.
I'm going to go do some.
I'm going to go email.
Let me go check my email.
We need to take a moment to talk about something really quick.
Okay.
Because Katie just texted me the...
Breaking news.
The Frida Baby Windy... W-I-N-D-I.
If you guys listen to our Kids on a Plane episode, you know how passionate Shaylee is about the Frida nose sucker thing that made me
love the Frida nose sucker. This one is the gas passer? The gas passer. Gassy tummy. There's not directions on this one picture, but I'm afraid
we'll talk
it has
about
a sucker.
After you use it and own it and then love it. I don't know.
Does it have a sucker? I don't think the filter can. I don't think the filter can filter that out.
Shaylee and Katie, the podcast was recorded in Springfield, Missouri. Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear from you on Instagram, Facebook, and our favorite spot of all, an iTunes review. Also, feel free to email us at shayleeandkatie@gmail.com. We love hearing from you guys. Seriously, we love you.